Imagine waking up to find your bank account has grown while you slept. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality of successful rental property investors. Brandon Turner's best-selling guide reveals why rental properties create wealth more effectively than almost any other investment vehicle through four simultaneous wealth generators. Unlike stocks that might offer appreciation and dividends, or businesses that provide income, rental properties uniquely combine all four wealth-building mechanisms: appreciation, both natural market growth and forced improvements, monthly cash flow, the lifeblood of your portfolio, substantial tax advantages, including depreciation write-offs and 1031 exchanges, and loan paydown, where tenants essentially build your equity for you. This compounding effect explains why so many millionaires attribute their wealth to real estate. As Turner puts it, "Even if I worked at McDonald's for minimum wage for the rest of my life, I'd retire a millionaire because my tenants are paying off my mortgages." The gap between wanting to invest and actually investing is primarily psychological. Successful investors make this transition through four key mental shifts. First, they set ambitious goals, following Grant Cardone's 10x rule by multiplying targets 10 times to force more creative thinking. Second, they carefully curate their social circle, recognizing Jim Rohn's wisdom that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Third, they transform limiting beliefs into empowering questions, replacing "I can't afford that property" with "How can I afford that property?" This simple vocabulary shift activates creative problem-solving that uncovers hidden opportunities. Finally, they balance education with action, avoiding analysis paralysis, where endless learning becomes a substitute for doing. The most successful investors create written plans that transform vague aspirations into achievable goals, addressing fundamental questions about property types, acquisition frequency, and financing strategies. Remember, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. The most profitable rental properties often have problems that scare away typical buyers. When others flee, savvy investors get excited. Fewer competitors means better deals. Bad smells drive away 99% of potential buyers, but represent easy fix opportunities that rarely cost more than $1,000 while reducing property prices by tens of thousands. Two-bedroom homes with hidden third-bedroom potential, like large storage rooms or oversized bedrooms that could be divided, can yield $25,000 value increases for just $3,000 in conversion costs. Outdated kitchens with orange countertops or ugly cabinets from the 1970s terrify most buyers, yet can be transformed for under $1,000 with refinishing kits and prefabricated countertops. Even seemingly major issues like roof replacements or mold remediation follow predictable patterns that experienced investors can budget for with confidence. However, three deal killers should be avoided: bad neighborhoods, which can't be easily fixed; serious foundation issues, which become financial black holes; and shared driveways, where neighbor behavior dramatically impacts your property's value. The financial success of rental investing hinges on understanding the math behind each deal. As Grant Cardone says, if you don't know you made money on the day you bought it, that was a bad deal. Cash flow, income minus expenses, forms the foundation of rental analysis, but many novices get into trouble by not fully accounting for all expenses. Beyond the mortgage payment, true expenses include taxes, insurance, vacancy allowances, repairs, capital expenditures, future replacements of major components, utilities, HOA fees, and property management. Experienced investors evaluate performance using cash-on-cash return on investment, annual cash flow divided by total investment, while also employing quick screening tools like the 50% rule, expenses typically equal half of income excluding mortgage, and the 2% test, monthly rent should ideally equal at least 2% of purchase price. Remember that these calculations don't even account for appreciation, tax benefits, or loan paydown, the additional wealth generators that make rental properties such powerful investments. Successful investors develop multiple financing strategies, treating each like a tool in their toolbox. The more tools you have, the bigger projects you can tackle. Beyond conventional loans, which limit investors to 10 properties maximum, portfolio lenders offer greater flexibility since they keep loans on their own books rather than selling them to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. These small local banks and credit unions can work around maximum loan limits and debt-to-income ratio issues. Private lending from individuals provides another powerful option, offering lenders higher returns, 6 to 12% interest, with security, property liens, and minimal ongoing work. The BRRR strategy, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, combines house flipping's quick equity with rental property's long-term wealth creation by using short-term financing for acquisition and rehab, then refinancing at higher values to recover initial investments. House hacking, purchasing small multifamily properties, 2 to 4 units, and living in one unit while renting others, allows beginners to start with minimal investment, sometimes using FHA loans requiring just 3.5% down payment. Just as Muhammad Ali relied on his team to become a champion, successful real estate investors need their own support network of professionals who help find, finance, and manage properties. Your spouse or significant other is arguably your most crucial team member. When they don't support your goals, focus on education, start slow with simple concepts, share your deeper why, and find ways they can participate based on their strengths. A mentor or accountability partner provides motivation and guidance. Find them by attending real estate clubs, asking friends who rent about their landlords, or engaging on investment forums. Always offering value first rather than awkwardly asking, "Will you be my mentor?" Your real estate agent must understand the investor mindset, focusing on ROI rather than aesthetic features while being responsive and knowledgeable about local markets. Finding reliable contractors requires a proactive approach. Constantly look rather than waiting until you need one. Understand price versus cost. The cheapest bid often leads to higher long-term costs. Ask for referrals, check references, and make contractors compete for your business. What separates successful investors from dreamers isn't knowledge, it's action. To build wealth through rental properties, treat your business professionally. Make properties rent-ready before showing them, as bad properties attract bad tenants. Develop clear tenant qualification criteria. Income 3 times monthly rent, good credit, positive references, and follow them consistently to remove emotion from decisions. Create systems for everything from screening to maintenance requests. Remember, if something causes stress, either you lack a system or your existing system needs fixing. As your portfolio grows, maintain market rate rents and optimize costs without compromising tenant satisfaction. Plan exit strategies in advance, whether holding long-term, seller financing, using 1031 exchanges, or trading up to more passive investments like commercial properties with NNN leases. The question isn't whether rental property investing works. Millions have proven it does. The question is whether you'll transform knowledge into action. Don't just read about financial freedom. Build it, one property at a time. Your future self will thank you for the decision you make today.